This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Morning Motivation brought to you by Public Square. Mike Slater, thanks for being here. I was talking to some people yesterday who think that God is just love and that's it. And God says to love, so we need to love and love and love everything and love everyone no matter what and never have any discernment about anything. It's just love, 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 love. And of course, God is love. But God also hates certain things. He hates sin. So you shouldn't love sin. Maybe there are people who understand justification, right? It's like, oh, believe in God and Jesus and you're good. Like maybe they kind of grasp that, but they know nothing of sanctification. And I don't know the right place, if this is the right place or the right way to have a conversation about sanctification, but I'm thinking about it. If I can figure out a good way to do it, we'll definitely do it. But I think this is like a kind of like a preliminary thought to it all. It's Jesus in John 21, starting in verse 15. He's talking to Jesus, talking to Peter. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." So he said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Now, there's a million interesting things about this. But one thing that stands out now, this most recent time I read this, is Jesus could have asked anything. He could have said, "Peter, do you believe in me?" Or, "Will you tell people about me?" Or, "Will you obey me?" He could have asked anything. But Jesus went with, "Do you love me?" And we have to answer that same question. Your Christianity hangs on this question. Your Christianity hangs on your answer to this question. Do you love Jesus? Now, it's very easy to say yes, I suppose. Be like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." But let me ask you this. And I know this could... Listen, when I was confronted with this, this was convicting and I didn't want to hear it. So if you want to turn off the podcast at this moment, it's totally fine. You say you love Jesus, okay. But if you treated your husband or wife the way you treat Jesus, would they say you love them? If you treated your kids the way you treat Jesus, would your kids say, "Oh yeah, mommy and daddy definitely loves me"? You say you love Jesus, but how do you love him? Do you think about him? Do you talk to him? Do you read about him? Imagine if you went a week without talking to your wife. Just walk by or ignore. This week, we're going to go through all the ways to love Jesus. And I hope in the end, it's as convicting for you as it was for me to say, oh, I love Jesus, but my actions don't show it. Just a simple audit of my thoughts in a day and actions certainly do not prove I love Jesus. Like if I was arrested and accused of loving Jesus, would I be found guilty? Is there evidence against me? like, yes, this man loves Jesus. See, here's the proof you need. Or would a jury of my peers be like, nah, that guy seems innocent to me. Seems just like everyone else in the world. That's a jury of your peers. I care less about them. The most frightening line in the Bible is when Jesus says, I never knew you. Those are terrifying words. It's Matthew 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So those people will be like, what? We love Jesus.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.
Jesus says, depart from me. I never knew you. Ooh. So why do I want to talk about this? And like, why is this a preliminary conversation to sanctification? Because if you're honest, if I'm honest, the reason why I don't love Jesus like I should is I don't have a sense of debt to him for what he did for me. And therefore, I feel no obligation to him. And I don't think about him. If I don't believe that I've received anything from Jesus, then my love will very quickly fade away and I'll be very easily distracted by everything else in the world. So unless I'm reminded of what he did daily, and unless I have a deep and complete understanding of what Jesus did for me, and that is of how sinful I am and where I would be going for all of eternity without him paying for my sins, unless I fully understand that, then I'll never love Jesus like I should. And why would anyone? Like if you just think he's a smart guy who had like some good ideas about stuff, yeah, you're not going to love him. So day one here on Monday, do you love Jesus? And I hope you're questioning it. I hope you're like, yes, I do. But, now that you mention it, sometimes it may not seem like it. So tomorrow we'll talk about what are the signs of a true love for Jesus. This podcast brought to you by Public Square, totally free download in the App Store. And it's amazing. It's about doing business with people who share your values. I'm sick of spending money and giving it to businesses who hate me. I was doing the O'Reilly update the other day, and we talked about the San Jose Sharks, the NHL team, who is doing the LGBTQIA+ pride awareness thing. It's March, it's middle of March, not even Pride Month, but they're wearing the rainbow jerseys and their goaltender is like, I'm a Christian and I'm not going to. And then the Sharks did this whole, like their Twitter thread all throughout the game was just as LGBTQ propaganda all day long. It's like the most bizarre thing. It's like, you know, some genders have five or some cultures have five genders. You're like, what? Like, why are we giving money to these companies that hate you? So let's knock it off. PublicSquare.com. Let's get connected with the companies that share your values. Start easy. Just click restaurants near me. And you have it as a map with all the, listen, use this instead of Yelp. Be like, oh, where do we want to go eat tonight? I don't know what's nearby. Use Public Square instead of that. And you can find out all the businesses that share your values and start there. And then go on from there because a ton and a ton of businesses and a ton you can do on this app. It's fantastic. So Public Square, a free download, publicsq.com.